If he were to go out, he would have just encouraged them to stay the same. If he were to go out to them, he would have hated them. But if they feel hated, people's feelings are not always in line with reality. The way people feel about situations isn't always what the situation is. Therefore, feelings, you know, they're funny things. You can't argue with them. But on the other hand, they're not rational. And oftentimes, they don't reflect reality. But they are what they are. And they are real to that person. So they'll feel hated. They'll feel rejected. But if God gives them grace, they may see and turn out of their ways. Verse 22, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him, awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. This is also a parable. They go to the other side of the lake. They launch out. And he falls asleep. He's gone. This is Christ descending into heaven. He's gone. He's left us. And now comes the storm of wind. And the waters raging, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear after the things that are coming on the earth, or just the petty little things of life. Because to me, suddenly, this was my life. And I think, God, don't you care about me? Don't you see I'm perishing? Don't you see the trouble I'm in? God, don't you see? Why don't you help me? Are you asleep? Don't you care that I'm suffering, that I'm in fear here? The waters and the waves are rolling over me. I feel like I'm going to sink. I'm in jeopardy. I'm in danger. My life. My home. My family. And we go to him and awake him with those things. And he awakes and changes everything. Where is our faith? When he returns, will he find faith on the earth? He's coming to set a fire. Will he find it already kindled? They set out in the ship with Christ, and he's fallen on sleep. He's not with us. We know he's with us. He's in the boat with us, right? But he doesn't seem to be conscious. He seems to be dreaming. He seems to be far away, though he's not very far from any one of us. And the storms of life come, and we feel the danger and the jeopardy that our lives come to be in. You know, and I'm speaking only in the pathetic dangers that my life gets into. The non-lethal kind of dangers. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What are we going to wear? Where are we going to be housed? What am I going to do about the children? What about this? What about that? Well, the creditors. What about the creditors? Where is our faith? And at that, I find myself speechless sometimes. I find myself speechless. I think, where is my faith? Where did my faith go? Where is it hiding? Because I think, well, he seems so far away. You know, in spite of the things that have happened to me in my life to really build up my faith, I still find it hard. And I sympathize a lot with the disciples. I do. Some people look at this in retrospect and they're so cocky. I've got faith. We'll see. I think about what I go through as being real. It's real to me. They really feared. Sometimes we got to go through real circumstances that are really frightening to us to really begin to trust God. Jesus slept because they didn't trust him. He isn't testing them for his own sake, because he knows. He's testing them for their sake. That's why, you know why we're tested? Not so God can find out what we're like. We're tested so we can find out what we're like. And so we can become something. The sons of God. And therefore, all kinds of testings happen to us. For us. He knows how we will do. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is not to teach God, but to teach us. He fell asleep not to find out about their faith, but that they could find out about their faith. And even that their faith might be built. So when I see my faith tried, the trying of your faith worketh patience. And I need patience. Because without patience, you can't bring forth fruit. If you lose your patience, the fruit will never finish. And all will be lost. Jesus will return. And he will rebuke the wind and the sea. You know, you see in the book of Revelation, the dragon cast out his mouth waters as a flood after the woman. And the earth swallowed up the flood. And Christ will come and slay the dragon. All our enemies will be put under our feet, as he promised. So though he sleeps, let us not forget that he is with us. And he is the heir of eternal life. And we are his promised brethren. Therefore, our ship cannot sink, and we will not fail or be discouraged till we have set judgment in the earth, and the isles will wait for our law. For we are the sons of God. We are the children of God. We are his elect, his anointed, in whom he is well pleased. How can you say all that? Because we are co-heirs with Christ. If we can't become that, then we might as well give up. If we can't fulfill that, we might as well quit now. If we can't be as our master, we might as well find something else to do. And not waste our time on vain dreams. But God has put it in me rather to choose to have faith. To choose to continue. To choose to fight on and to choose to believe. That's how choice works with predestination. God gives it to us so that we can make the choice. It is given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. What shall you choose to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven? Well, you can choose to try. Who gave it to you to be willing to do that? It was always the Lord. Verse 27, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man